欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者邓琪琪。 The Disappearing Profession, Shoeshiners. In 1993, the skate named Shoeshine got the third prize in the Spring Festival Gala Show, which told a story that a pretentious shoeshiner hired a nanny who was finally found to work as a shoeshiner too. And then they felt much compatibility with each other.Huang Hong, the director of this skate, was inspired by his own experience of paying 50 cents to have shoes shine on the street during the performance in Chongqing. Hey lady, wanna shine in your shoes? Hey 老师 mister, what about some brushing? This is what the shoe shiners in Chongqing would ask in an enthusiastic manner at any bus stops or the gate of malls with toolbox in their hands.Once the customers agreed to shine their shoes, the shoe shiners will kindly ask them to sit on the provided chair while they're squatting on the toolbox and start brushing. For the convenience of shoe shining, they always keep their heads down. This kind of customer-centric position of sitting would make customers feel a great sense of superior, which is beyond description.The common impression of shoe shiners is that they're always accidentally stained with various kinds of shoe polish on their clothes. Their fingers are rough and cracked open due to the exposure to strong and pungent disinfectants all year round. They're craftsmen who work hard yet make little money every day. In the last 70s, not many people wore leather shoes, so there were fewer people who needed shoe polishing.After the reform and opening up, people have increasingly improved their quality of lives. Many industries also require that employees should wear leather shoes on formal occasions. Consequently, the leather shoe manufacturing industry has risen, and more people started to wear leather shoes, which made the shoe shining business bloom and flourish. Clean cotton cloth, shoe brush,various colors of shoe polish, shoe cleaner, a toolbox for the shoe shiner to sit on and store tools, and a chair for customers. These are the necessary tools for the shoe shiners to do their work. Some shoe shiners would also buy a copy of newspaper that day for the customers to kill the time while shining shoes. Shoe shining has been a noble profession. It looks easy,but it is also requires patience and carefulness. The edges of leather shoes are most likely to gather dust or mud, and if they cannot be cleaned in time, the edge will crack or the leather will be worn due to the gathering of dirt. So the shoe shiners would use cotton cloth to wipe out the dust and then brush the edge carefully. If the shoes are dirty,Shoe shiners would use a damp cloth dipped in a special cleaner and wipe the shoes elaborately. Then set their brand new shoes aside to dry and carefully select the right color shoe polish and apply it delicately. Time changes. People's passion for leather shoes decreases. With the addition of development of science and technology, automatic shoe shining machine appears.Which provides faster and cheaper service. And the image of the shoe shining or polishing may become gradually a memory in people's minds. However, there will always remain the symbol of the continuous change and development of a city, as the fact that migrant workers have been displaced to work in cities for a living, reflected in a skate, Shoe Shine.